And now we begin part one of the Sun Ra, the Eternal Myth Revealed, Volume 1 project, which will cover the time Sunny came to the planet to 1959. To begin our presentation, we give you a description of the blues and where they come from. Included are comments from my friends, blues vocalist Ruth Brown.
A lot of times, the blues are misinterpreted. In this day and age, it's not what it used to be. It's good. It's, I guess, politically correct now. It's acceptable. And a lot of people are singing or playing the blues or what they think is the blues. But they're taking this from a different point of view now. You ain't got too much to sing the blues about if you got a mansion and a limousine with the motor running. But the authentic blues people didn't have that going for them.
Bobby Bland.
Blues is based on feeling. What happens in life, like I see things on TV, the little people that over in these different countries that doesn't have anything to eat, starving and whatever. That's the blues, because everything is sad whenever you see somebody that haven't had anything to eat. Their little stomach is swollen out. And you think of those type things to change moods and whatever you when you're singing. I do. If I got a lyric that has anything pertaining to sadness, you just go back and think of whatever had happened to you or how you felt at certain different times of your life. You can't be happy and sing no blues not so far as I'm concerned.
And Baby Ray, Ray Charles.
I would think that the blues per se came from people having trouble, having hard times, being mistreated, having bad relations with their loved ones. I think the blues came from the human being when he's at his lowest point. And it is a way of expressing how you feel inside you, because you can sing about it. And you're expressing yourself and you're getting it out of your system. You know, it's kind of like crying sometimes. If you could just cry and get it out, it don't resolve the thing, but it makes you feel a little better.